Are we going? Are we going? Count it down. No, fuck it. Fuck it. We're doing it live. Count it down, Brad.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Recording live from Studio Pound Town. You're listening to Lock It Up with Ira and Brad. Take it away, Brad.
All right, guys, welcome to Lock It Up. I'm Brad.
Damn, that was smooth. Yep, this is Ira, by the way. And I guess Brad's not going to talk, so I'm going to do this podcast. Oh, there he is. Hey, Brad.
How's it going, Big Dirty?
It is going. It's been quite a weekend.
Yeah?
Well, you, I might be getting sick, but all my superiors at work are just going to think I'm hungover.
That's not good.
No.
What did you do to give them that image of you?
Honestly, I did nothing because I never talk about drinking or anything at work. So, especially not with them.
They just think you look like an alcoholic.
Apparently. I don't know. Maybe it's because I have rosy cheeks. You know, that's why Santa has rosy cheeks, because he's always fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man, that dude gets so drunk.
Gallon a day.
Fucking beats the elves.
Fucking moonshine, man. That shit's dangerous as fuck.
Dude, when you talk about Santa beating the elf, it's not a euphemism for masturbation. He's literally beating elves.
Yep.
But anyways. Oh, so what's on the docket for this podcast, Brad? Since I put you in charge and now I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Shit, dude. I don't know. I didn't know I was in charge.
But you are now. So what are we talking about?
I don't know. I think you have a couple things lined up.
I honestly, I have nothing.
Don't lie to the people.
I got something. It kind of has to do with reality shows on TV. But it's not reality. It's not like Survivor reality shows. Like, do you ever watch the History Channel?
Dude, I don't have cable. I don't watch shit.
Okay. Well, I guess I could tell you about these shows that I watch.
Yeah, probably. You could do that.
Like two of my favorite shows on the History Channel, or just on TV in general, which. As limited cable as I have, I'm fortunate enough to still get the History Channel, I think only because it's Channel 10. But it's Axemen and Swamp People. Two of my favorite shows.
Why are they your favorite, Tyra?
They're both, it's just a bunch of rednecks doing like really dangerous shit and constantly getting hurt. And just at the same time, almost making fun of themselves. And I don't know. It's like how producers try to get people to be portrayed in other reality shows. But in this show, it's just them doing it themselves, it seems like. Like nobody's helping them or prodding them to do anything in particular. It's just how they are.
Yeah. For sure.
Like the... Dude, I saw this guy on a Swamp People. Swamp People it's about these people like in the bayou.
I don't know
if it's in the bayou. I think it's actually down in Florida mostly. Is that the bayou? I always thought the bayou was in Louisiana.
Yeah, I always thought it was like
a swamp. I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, dude, I was thinking that show took place in the bayou.
But I don't know if the bayou, it's in Florida. I'm pretty sure it's in Florida. But anyway, they go around shooting alligators in the head, like the entire show.
That's fucked up.
It kind of is. I mean, they don't ever actually show it. It's one of the most violent shows on TV probably. Mm-hmm. Because they show everything up to the alligator getting shot in the head. And then after they show everything. So it's like a split second that they don't actually show on TV. But I guess there's a lot of them down there. Like, they have to do it so they don't, you know, so there's not overpopulation.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, it's crazy. Like, I just saw an episode not too long ago where dude is like, they're trying to get like 40 alligators in a day, which I guess is unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And, this guy goes to, they've snagged an alligator. If they do it just like fishing, there's like hooks that they bait, and then the alligator grabs it, and this dude almost falls in. The alligator's off the side of the boat, like thrashing around, and this guy's right arm and like half his face go down in the water. And as he's going into the water, his son shoots this alligator right in the head.
Oh shit!
It's crazy. It's intense, but. Yeah, I recommend anybody watch it. I mean, that's just a sample of it, but I mean, there's so much humor in it, even though it's not meant to be, just because they're so backward, not backwards, because it's not backwards to them. Backwoods, more like, you know.
Yeah.
Like they're not really doing anything that weird. It's just a different culture, but it's fun. I would love to go do it. Man, if I could stop working in a call center and go shoot alligators in the head, I would. And then Axeman, I don't know that I'd do that. That I'm physically not in shape enough to do that. That stuff's crazy. Like, these guys are almost getting killed by these giant cables, like snapping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giant logs being dragged over their heads that weigh probably like a quarter of a ton.
Yeah.
But it's fun to watch. it's kind of like the, you know, like the reason you'd watch UFC or something. Like, you're almost hoping that people get hurt, but not really. I don't know.
I don't really hope people get hurt when I watch UFC.
Certain people I do. If it's the Diaz brothers, I do. Man, did you see? I can never remember which one's which. I think it was Nick Diaz, mm-hmm. the older one, lost to Carlos Condit.
Uh-huh.
And because he thought he should have won, he said he was going to retire. Like when they did the post-fight interview, it's fucking ridiculous.
That's so ridiculous, dude.
Yeah. But anyways. So what do you watch on TV? Like, since you don't have TV, you obviously see TV shows, whether it's through Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we have Hulu.
What have you been listening to? What have you been watching recently?
30 Rock just started up again, so I love that show. That's one of my favorite shows. Parks and Rec, I love that show.
And because you watch those on Hulu, you can kind of keep up with them week to week, right?
Yeah, 30 Rock's not on Hulu, but I still keep up with that.
Somehow.
Somehow. Archer, same way, man. Like, that's not on Hulu either, but I keep up with that.
And yeah. Then,
I mean, I don't know. Like, we just watched Saturday Night Live from last night a little earlier. I don't know, man. I don't really watch much TV.
Which episode of SNL was it?
The one from last night that
Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan. Yeah.
I actually thought it was kind of funny.
Dude, it was really funny. It was super funny.
I like the sketch that they do with Kenan Thompson. And he always has whoever's the celebrity host that week. They're prisoners in a prison. And it's like a scared straight program.
Oh, dude, that's my favorite reoccurring sketch.
I'm so-and-so in this here. And then she introduces herself as Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
And they always use movies as fake realities that they've been through, you know?
Yeah.
Kenan Thompson's doing one about It's basically the story of Forrest Gump. But
yeah.
And at the end, I texted this to one of my friends after. I don't even remember who, but he's like, life is like a box of chocolate wieners, and you know what you're getting, AIDS.
Yeah, dude, that shit was so funny.
I was laughing so hard. But SNL's hit or miss, like, big time.
I agree.
And I used to like the news portion, but it's been wearing on me. And I still watch SNL every week.
Yeah, I don't really care for Seth Meyers.
I used to, and I don't anymore. He's just getting on my nerves. He's like the writer too.
Yeah. I liked Weekend Update with him and Amy Poehler. Amy Poehler is super funny.
She's somebody I'm losing interest with too.
Really?
Yeah, like the longer it goes, the less I like her, the less funny she is to me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why. Like, I couldn't give you examples, but I just know that I don't watch like Parks and Rec though.
Dude, Parks and Rec.
She gets stars on other stuff.
Parks and Rec is one of my favorite shows on TV. It's really funny. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, what's that? What's
Aubrey Plaza.
Aubrey Plaza. Oh, man. I would marry her without speaking to her.
She's definitely wifey material.
Oh, yeah. She'd probably play Dungeons and Dragons with you if you were into that. Not that I am. I don't want anybody that I am. No, but she'd be playing video games with you and shit, listening to Childish Gambino with you and stuff.
Yeah, dude. Childish Gambino's the shit, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dope. So, like, who on TV? So, Aubrey Plaza would probably be mine.
Who on TV what?
If it just wifey material, like your number one.
Number one wifey material?
Yeah.
I'm going to sound insane, but Tina Fey, dude, for sure.
Really?
Hands down, dude.
Even post babies?
Dude, I know she's not attractive, but she's wifey material, man.
I think she's attractive. I mean, she's obviously older, but she's still attractive, and sense of humor makes that, man, that makes a girl so much more attractive, too.
Yeah, dude, I love me some Tina Fey.
Yeah.
She's definitely number one wifey material for me.
Am I wrong in saying that a good, sick, healthy, sick sense of humor can bring a girl up like 2 points on a 10, you know, 1 to 10 scale?
No, dude, you're absolutely not wrong at all.
But
100% correct, sir.
Just hard to find any that aren't locked up already. Such is my problem.
Yeah. Me too, my friend.
Bring that up, though. It's depressing. I'm really good at getting girls to go out with me once. And friends with me for a week and then just not talking to me after that at all.
If there was a gold medal for getting a first date and then like another week of talking to, Ira would have that hands down, bro. Yeah.
And then just you don't hear from them. Like you're still friends on Facebook, you know.
With a nickname like the Big Dirty, they probably thought you know.
See, but I don't
some kind of diseases.
I don't break that out till the third date, though.
Oh,
which
shit.
I can't get to anymore. I think it's because I won't put out on the first date, honestly.
Could be. I mean, you know, if she's going to buy you your dinner, the least you could do is put out, Ira.
I know. See, and I always require that the girl pay for the first date.
Oh, I know. That's baller. That's like ultimate winner.
Because I'm obviously winning.
Yeah. Hey, let's go on a date. Oh, can you pay for it?
Oh, shit.
I forgot my goddamn wallet.
Yeah, I've never used that, but...
Me neither. Oh, shit, man.
Yeah. Ira's dating life isn't going so well right now. What about Brad's?
Well, I mean...
Talk about yours. And you have to talk about yourself in the third person while we're talking about this.
All right. I mean, Brad's a good friend of mine. I've been talking to him lately. Things are going pretty well, I guess. I mean, seems to be talking to a couple ladies.
Yeah. Any potential girlfriend material without naming names?
Okay, I can't really say no. I mean, because even without naming names, they know who they are, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I won't put you on the spot there.
But I don't really want to say yes, because I don't know.
It's not, then if they hear this, then they're expecting something.
Exactly, dude. This is just trouble all the way around, man.
Yeah. I mean, do they know that you're a man whore?
I'm kind of a man, so shouldn't they expect it?
That's true. Wow, Brad's getting...
I'm just playing, y'all.
Wait, the whole male...
I'm just playing, man. I'm not a player either. Like, I mean, shit ain't exclusive, homie. I'm just...
Shit ain't exclusive, homie.
I'm just weighing my options. I mean, it's just hanging out, you know?
Yeah. You got any hot dates coming up?
Yeah, Wednesday, man.
Do you really?
No, next weekend, though.
Like, you don't have to say who it is or anything. Like, do you guys have it planned out yet? Are you more the type that you plan it out? Like, you like to plan dates ahead of time, or you just like to, like, pick them up and then see where it goes? Like, have like, a really rough outline?
Like, I don't know. Like, first date, I kind of like to kind of come up with a plan myself.
Like, yeah. Do you require that you guys have sex first, then the date?
All right, so, you know, I knock on a door, I hand her a schedule. This is how things are going to work out.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Right now, we're going to walk back to the car. I'm going to drive around the corner. You're going to, you know, give me a fast five real quick. Then we're going to go to the restaurant, you know. We'll eat some food, maybe go see a show, and then you're going to put out. Like, what the hell? No, I don't.
At any point, do you require her to get under the table at dinner? Is that a deal breaker if she isn't?
Only if she allows me to say, this next part is very important. These men are going to take you. Nah, dude. Like,
I need you to get under the table. The next part is very important. I have a certain set of skills.
No, dude, I mean, you're trying to make me sound like a rapist or something.
I'm not trying to make you sound like anything. I've never been on a date with you, so I don't know how your dates go. I'm just from knowing you as a person and my own fucked up imagination, I'm just trying to piece it together. How a date with Brad would go.
Let me ask you how you think it would go. Like, all right. So I'll tell you that the first date I like to plan out, you know, by myself. And then, like, so she doesn't know what's going to happen. That sounds really rapey.
And then you show up in your panel van. And you ask her to move a couch in a back alley.
No, dude.
Next thing
so,
she's in a well.
Yeah, so for the first date, you know, I like to have a plan, but then after that, I mean, it just kind of depends on the lady.
Yeah?
You know?
Do you usually date classy ladies?
No, nothing but hood rats, homie.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, of course I date classy ladies.
I could see you dating some hood rats, though.
Dude, that part of my life's over with.
Yeah. I'm having to censor myself just in case any of these so-called ladies hear this.
Dude, they ain't gonna hear this.
Okay. So I can say whatever I want then.
Yeah. If they don't like it, they could suck it anyway. I don't give a fuck.
They're going to anyway, aren't they? Well, hey, does this rag...
That's kind of the plan.
Does this rag smell like chloroform?
never.
No.
I just roofie them.
You don't need that. You don't need that stuff. You got charm.
I got roofies, man.
You got panache. I don't even know what that means, but I like it.
All right, so how do you think a date with Brad goes?
Okay, so assuming I'm the female, I'm the girl.
No, you're Brad. I'll be the lady.
Oh, you want me to act out your part?
Sure, yeah. This could be fun.
So where are we starting?
You have to tell me.
We've already agreed to a date. I'm showing up at your place.
Oh, yeah. You're picking me up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I ring the door.
What time do you think you're picking me up?
It's like 4.
Nah, dude.
am I telling the date as Brad or are you?
No,
Don't correct me. This is what I think. This is how I think it would go.
All right. I'll just shut up and listen then.
No, you play the role of the girl.
Okay,
so
play the role of the girl,
ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. Why isn't this bitch opening the door yet? Ding dong.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, what's up, girl? Hey, do you know what time it is?
It's like 7:15.
Oh man, 7:15. My watch says it's 4. That means we don't get to eat the senior discount at Denny's. I guess one of us isn't eating. All right. You know what? You like Taco Bell? Where would you? You know what? I'm being a total jerk. I should be a gentleman. Where would you like to go? Would you like to go to Wendy's, McDonald's, or Taco Bell? And I'm hoping it's not Wendy's because Wendy's is like twice as far as the other two. But hey, this is your night, girl. So where would you like to go?
Shit, dude, neither of those places. This is supposed to be a date.
You know what? You're right. How about Carl's Jr.? I'll splurge you to Carl's Jr. because I like you that much.
You're a son of a bitch.
Well, okay, we could just skip the dinner and just have sex. Like, do you want to do it in here or in my car? There's an elementary school down the street. We could just...
Now you're talking my language.
Okay. I knew I asked you out for a reason.
Because I'm a classy lady.
Hey, did you remember to get that box of wine? The tap works, right? Because I forgot to bring cups. So we're going to have to take it right in the box.
Oh, man. Ira, you kill me, man.
Is that... Wait, man, so obviously that's not how your a date with Brad would go, because I didn't even get past the front door.
Nah.
I don't know. Just knowing you, I would assume that's how it would go, but...
Nah, dude, not at all.
I could be painting a bad picture of you. I don't know.
Yeah, dude, you're making me look like some fucking asshole. Some piece of shit.
And I wouldn't want to do that. Like, because you're not. You're a good guy, Brad.
Yeah, fuck you too, Ira.
Did that sound insincere or something?
Yeah, it sounded sarcastic as fuck.
Good guy, Brad. You know what?
What's up?
You're a really good friend when it's not taking you an hour to get a podcast ready to record. Wait, what?
Dude.
I'm just playing.
It's all because of you.
Behind the scenes right there.
Dude, I don't want to air our dirty laundry.
I know.
But in all honesty, it's your fault. Just saying.
It is. But, let's go back the other way. What do you think a date with Ira, not Big Dirty, just regular Ira, because Big Dirty doesn't come out until date 3. What would you think a date with Ira would be like?
A date with Ira Baird?
Yes. Thanks for saying my last name again.
I don't know, dude. Are we starting at the same stage? Like, I'm picking you up?
Yeah, I've somehow already weaseled my way into getting a date with you.
That alone is amazing. Because I'm way out of your league.
Exactly.
The fact that I'm a woman just puts me way out of your league.
Yeah. So I messaged you about comic books on OkCupid, and you were like, I like this guy's style.
That was way too specific.
Oh, my bad.
Have you gotten a lady like this before?
I'm not telling you yes or no. I'm not That's denying it, but I'm not saying
That's
I have.
A yes. All right. I think I think you're kind of a nice guy, so I think you'd
So it's time for the date. Who's picking up who at this point?
Well, since your broke ass don't have a car, I'd guess that the lady would be picking you up.
Okay. So
this is probably at about like 6 o'clock.
Now, how old?
Like a Tuesday night.
6 o'clock Tuesday night?
Yeah.
All right. How old would you assume the girl would be?
The lady?
Yes, the lady.
That's tough.
Like, what do you think my demographic is?
I think you have two.
Okay.
I think you could get chicks that are your age to a little bit older, or you could get chicks that are my age.
What's my age again?
Old.
I'm 32. Just, and that's probably the last time you hear me reference it. But
I didn't want to call you out, homie.
No, I'll say it. I'm 32. I'm old as shit.
I feel like you could get chicks that are like 32 to 35 age range, but also like chicks that are like 18 to like 22 or 3. Ish.
Okay, so on this imaginary date,
I probably I don't know. You're asking me how old the lady is, right?
Yeah, how old would you think if I were to like meet a girl, say online, which would be weird that I would meet a girl online. Say I met a girl online, how old do you think she would be?
Online's kind of different. Maybe 26.
Okay, we'll go with that. Maybe. So this 26-year-old young lady is coming to pick me up because I don't have a car.
What do you think happens next?
Where do you think this date goes?
I forgot to ask you the same question you asked me.
What's that?
Do you like to plan shit out or just... I know you... You probably don't have a plan.
Exactly.
You probably just play it by ear.
My plan would be, do you want to get dinner? Yeah. And then that would be it. And then it would just be... I guess because I plan for the date to end early. Just in case.
Yeah. So, I feel like that's kind of how I feel. Like, I feel like you would ask me if I wanted to get dinner.
Yeah. Know,
if I said
where,
yes.
Where would I take you? And for real, where do you really think I would want to go?
I mean, I feel like something within your price range, but nothing.
See, you're assuming I would pay for it. That could be a mistake.
No, I mean, I'm assuming you'd probably pay for at least half, at least your half.
That's true.
That's
I'm a gentleman.
That's what I'm assuming.
I'm into women's equal rights. I let them pay for themselves.
I feel like you might go to, I mean, not somewhere like super shitty, but not somewhere super
like
nice.
Like an Olive Garden.
Yeah, something like, something that quality.
Okay. So like, okay, so say, and this is all just based off you knowing me as a friend.
No,
so
this is based on the date you took me on. What I put on that wig and the makeup
and
the dress.
What you think I really do? You're going off what you think I would really do.
I'm going off how I think a date with you would go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
but honestly, like
yeah.
What do you think me and this young lady would talk about? What would we conversate on?
You said you picked her up by messenger about comic books?
No, that was just a joke. Although that could honestly be the case.
What's the backstory for the day? I mean, because what you're going to talk about depends on what kind of lady she is. You know what I mean?
I guess. I mean, I got my first girlfriend with the line, "Who said wire hanger abortion?" And that's not even a joke. That was the very first thing I said, and she started talking to me.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
a chat room.
I feel like for a girl to go on a date with you, she would have already had to accept your sense of humor, because that's not something you hide.
No, not really.
I mean, that's not something
you're
ashamed
of. I do tone it down.
Of.
I do tone it down in certain cases.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like for you to have dated, to be on a date with a girl, she had to at least enjoy your sense of humor. I don't know. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like you'd make her laugh.
Truth be told, I probably wouldn't go out with a girl unless I thought she would like my sense of humor.
That's what I was trying to say.
Because there's no avoiding it. There will be dark and sick jokes made.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
If there's not, it's not going to be any fun, so.
Precisely.
Whereas Brad's just all about talking about sex on dates.
Not true.
No? What do you like to talk about on dates?
Depends.
Like, what are your go-tos?
Depends. I mean, if I'm out with... this actually happened recently.
Okay.
I went out with a chick who is LDS.
You did not tell me about this.
I did. We talked about that all night because that's the furthest thing from what I believe, you know. So I'm always interested to have conversations like that where I have a contrasting view to what somebody else does.
Yeah.
And, I mean, basically, that was just me seeing what, like, you know, seeing how firmly she stuck to her beliefs and how smart she was, you know?
So you went out with this girl knowing she was LDS and you're not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't deceive her. Like, I told her I wasn't LDS from the start, so she knew I wasn't LDS too.
But can I ask you something? Have you be completely honest?
Sure.
Was part of you going out with an LDS girl because you wanted to see what you could get her to do, or like what beliefs you could get her to break?
No. I didn't know she was LDS at first.
Because I would.
Well, I mean, that was never a part of it. Like, I started talking to her before I knew she was LDS.
But you just said you went into the date knowing that she was LDS.
I did go into the date knowing she was LDS.
So you're going in. You're in
for a minute before that.
But you're going into it investing time and possibly money to go out with this girl, even though you know, like, she's of one faith and you're not.
But I had already invested time talking to her before that. Like, I mean, I didn't just meet her and then ask her on a date. And, like, all I knew about her was she's LDS. Like, her and I had conversated before that. Like, I knew quite a bit about her. But from the time we started talking to the time that we actually went on the date, that's what, like, it wasn't right at first. It was during that process that I found out she was LDS. So I was never trying to corrupt her by any means.
Which I have done and succeeded. But I'm not proud of that. Wink.
It's not that I'm against that. It's just that wasn't the case with this one particular lady.
I don't get... Like, unless it was just not an actual date and just you guys going out as friends, I don't get the point for going out on a date.
Why not?
Because I know you, and I know you're not going to wait until marriage to have sex with somebody.
Yeah, but...
To be blunt, like, not to sound like a pig or anything, but, like, ultimately that would be a deal breaker.
I don't think so.
You would wait until marriage to have sex.
I'm not saying that either. I mean,
how hot was this girl?
I've talked to you about her before. You know who she is.
I can't remember who it is.
Well, I'll tell you later then.
All right.
No, dude. I mean, that's not necessarily a deal breaker. I don't know. Like, I mean, yeah, it is. Had I known she was LDS before I invested so much time talking to her, I'd probably be like, oh, it's a waste of time. Like, we're just gonna be friends.
I guess there's something to say about it if you talked that much and it hadn't come up yet.
Yeah, I mean, I had already decided to ask her out before that came up, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you wanted to motorboat it.
Whatever, dog. we're kind of running out of time, aren't we?
Damn, already? Really?
We're at 39 right now.
God, you bring up our sad love lives and the time just flies by.
Yeah, I thought we weren't
okay. My sad love life.
I thought we weren't gonna get serious with this shit, man.
I thought it was. I didn't think it was too serious.
I'm just fucking with you, dude. Yeah, I mean, we're at 39 right now. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Let me see. I cannot wait to play Mass Effect 3. Yeah, that's nerdy as shit, and probably nobody else will care. But
dude, you gotta come on my other podcast and talk about this.
Have you seen the commercials for it?
No.
Like, I'm a big fan of 1 and 2, but the commercials are sick. It's got, like, the entire planet being blown up by these aliens.
Yeah. I haven't played 1, but I was a fan of 2.
Yeah.
No, but for real, you should come on my other podcast and talk about it, man.
Will do, and then we'll tell nobody that I cheated on my own podcast. Because I'll be ashamed. Just kidding. We're going to network this bitch.
We are going to network this bitch.
Hey, everybody listening to this, go on iTunes and search High Five for Nerds. Because yeah, that was actually going to be the original podcast that Brad and I were going to be on with some of his other friends. Slash my friends, but not quite as much. But yeah, it's a good show. I listen to it.
It is a good show.
And I'm not a dick.
I enjoy it a lot. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. We have a page for the actual podcast.
We do.
It's at, what is it? Lock It Up Pod?
Yep, at Lock It Up Pod. And if you have any thing you want to send us by email, lockituppod@gmail.com. Eventually going to make a Facebook page. I don't know when. Shit's hard work.
Shit. You can follow us individually on Twitter. Ira's at Supreme Lameness, and I'm at Anonymous_801. Anything else, bro?
No.
All right.
Oh, wait. I do like disco music.
All right,
I'll just throw that in there.
We'll catch you next time. Thanks.
If anybody wants to hit me up on Twitter with their favorite disco songs, at Supreme Lameness.
All right, guys. Catch you later. Thanks for listening.
Peace.